I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. When the morning comes and we see what we've become, in the cold light of day we're a flame in the wind, not the fire that we begun. Every argument, every word we can't take back, 'cause with all that has happened, I think that we both know the way that this story ends. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirits, I want to see you smile.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Let Educommunicate. Welcome to the community radio station of Leganés, Eco Leganés, and to Radio Luz Vives.
We are a group of first-year Union Administrative Assistance students, and today we are going to speak about news in Leganés, tips, scores, gender discrimination, bullying, and pollution in different beaches around the world.
With my thoughts and the image of you being with someone else, well, it's eating me up inside. But we ran our course, we pretended we're okay. Now if we jump together, at least we can swim far away from the wreck we made. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirits, I want to see you smile. No, that means I'll have.
Hello, we are Jorge, Yasin, Isa, Alejandro, and Adrián. We are going to talk about news in Leganés, but first we are going to introduce ourselves.
Hello, my name is Alejandro, and I am 18 years old. I am tall, and I have brown eyes and hair. I like playing video games and sleeping a lot. I don't like going to school and studying.
Hello, my name is Isabel González. I'm 18 years old. My birthday is on the 19th of July. I'm Spanish and I live in Leganés. My hair is brown. My eyes are brown too, more or less. I am 1.55 meters tall. I am funny, nice and shy girl. My hobbies are listening to music, taking photos with my friends and traveling. Among other things, I don't like lights, getting up early, and cold weather.
Hello, my name is Adrián Pipa. I'm fair hair. I have brown eyes, and I'm medium height. I like playing football and PlayStation video games. I don't like some vegetables, for example, green beans.
Hi, my name is Yasin. I'm 18 years old. I'm tall. I have long hair. I'm outgoing. I like playing sports. I play basketball. I like reading books and I hate cabbage.
Hello, this is Jorge. I'm from Leganés. I'm extroverted, funny, active and social. I don't like vegetables and staying at home. I like partying.
Thank you, guys. Now, let's listen to the news.
Girl, set you hallelujah. Girl, set you hallelujah.
One woman that was working in a supermarket was suspended from work and pay for 16 days. The union will appeal this sanction in court.
The police arrested a 71-year-old woman for burning containers. She is suspected to have a mental illness.
A man tried to rape a woman at night near the secondary school Enrique Teno Galván. The police are investigating the event and no arrest has been made yet.
13 boys assault 3 boys around the disco public in Moralejo del Medio on New Year's Day. The motive was an argument over a Cabify taxi. The 3 boys had paid the taxi and some of the 13 boys want to take the taxi without paying.
The woman of 71 years in Leganés burned container in Zanza Quemada and El Carrascal. The police began investigation and thanks to a witness, they found the guilty woman. The rest was attended by medical professionals because the woman had symptoms of mental lines.
A woman suffered a sexual attack near Enrique Tierno Galván Secondary School. Many people started to share this information on social media. This possible fact, but we do not know if it's true yet. The police are investigating.
On 5 November, the board of directors of a supermarket in Leganés communicate the sanction to the company committee delegate of the union, Ted Hefte. And Natasha Sanchez was penalized for her participation in a labor strike. Her union, CGT, Zona Sur, points out that the sanction imposed of 16 days is a case of human rights violation. They will shortly announce a calendar of mobilization in this company. Both in Leganés are in other branches of the company. Finally, the resistance box is open to the public.
Three people on New Year's Day called a taxi at 6 a.m. when they were at the Disco Fabric. When the taxi arrived, a group of 12 boys tried to use the taxi and they hit one boy of the group of three people who have originally called the taxi. The three people started to run, but the 12 boys reached the three boys and started to assault them. The three boys at the end of the night went to the hospital because they have received a lot of hits.
The mayor of Leganés is requesting the community of Madrid to open a second hospital for long stays. He believes that the town would need a center of this characteristic that would benefit the entire south of Madrid. Thank you for listening.
Hello, we are a group of students of 5th year administrative assistant. Today we are going to speak about eSports.
Hello, this is Jorge, I'm 18, I'm funny, cheerful, reserved and friendly. I like video games and I don't like studying.
Hello, I am Álvaro, I'm 19 years old, I'm ambitious, active and talkative. I listen to EDM and I hate broccoli.
Hi, my name is Guillermo, I play football in my free time, I am hard worker, I like sports, I don't like studying and
good morning, I am Adrián, I am friendly, I like playing Fortnite, I don't like tennis.
Electronic eSports or eSports are video games competition that have become very popular events. Electronic eSports are usually multiplayer video game competition, particularly among professional players.
CSGO is a competitive game in which a team of 5 people face the best of 15 rounds. Movistar Raiders is a competitive team from Madrid. These players are the best in the National League.
Fortnite is a very popular competitive game. It's made by the company Epic Games and is receiving great results at the competitive level. Team Heretics is one of the largest and most economically active clubs. Currently, on the national scene and they aspire to all titles.
The European League is the most important in League of Legends, an industry that earns more than 100 million euros per year. Considering that League of Legends is a free game, this is a most spectacular figure.
FIFA is a global game where you can play football with the other people. In Spain, we have got players such as Jotarre Lyon or Andoni Pem for the Mad Lions and Movistar Raiders teams. It's a game where there is a lot of money to win. We hope you all have enjoyed this weekend. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your game.
And now we are going to listen to
some beatbox.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Ella se ha cansado de tirar la toalla, se va quitando poco a poco de la araña. No ha dormido esta noche, pero no está cansada. No miró ningún espejo, pero se siente todo guapa hoy. Ella se ha puesto color en las pestañas, hoy le gusta su sonrisa, no se siente una extraña. Hoy sueña lo que quiere,
sin preocuparse por nada. Hoy es una mujer que se da cuenta de su alma.
Hello, we are going to tell you about gender violence. We are going to define what gender roles are, what gender violence is. Gender violence is the present in the present day a specific case of gender violence and how we girls feel when we suffer discrimination. But first, we are going to introduce ourselves.
Hi, my name is Cristina. I am 17 years old. I have brown eyes and long brown hair. I wear casual clothes because I don't like formal clothes. I am a student. I also like listening to music because it is boring for me. I live in Leganés.
My name is Nerea. I live in Leganés. I am 18 years old. I live with my parents and my sister. I like meeting my friends, going to some parties, listening to music and practicing sports. For example, rhythmic gymnastics. I don't like fix.
My name is Cristina. I am 17 years old. I'm from Leganés. I have brown hair and green eyes. I am very sociable and nice, but I have bad character. I'm very negative. Two, I am very smiling. Always I am laughing. I like read romantic novels and going out with my friends and going to the shopping center. I love watching terror films and Netflix. Also, I like going to my village with my best friend Lucia. I don't like big dog, math and subjects with numbers. I don't like the cold weather and I don't like vegetables. I don't like watching Asian films and documentaries.
My name is Carmen. I'm 18 years old. I was born and I live in Leganés and I studied primary school in the school León Felipe. Now I am studying an intermediate degree of vocal training in the school Luis Vives. I love music and I'm always with headphones. I like volleyball too, but I don't play in a team. I like a good conversation and comment on interesting topics so much. When I was 14, I played in a football team, but I don't like it now. I prefer to play volley with all my friends. I like watching football, but not playing it. I don't like tomatoes, onion or garlic. They are the only things that I hate.
My name is Lucia. I am 18 years old. I have curly and brown hair. My eyes are brown. I am very nice and I am always laughing. I love to travel. In the future, I would like to travel to Egypt. I like playing tennis and taking photos. I am in love with my village Navarre Viscan Serranillos, but in Avila. I don't like go to the dentist because it scares me.
I am going to talk about gender roles because it shouldn't be confused with gender identity or sexual identity. A gender role is a set of social norms generally perceived as appropriate for men and women in a given social group or system depending on the social construction of masculinity and femininity. This could be the public expression of gender identity. A gender role is formed with a set of norms and cultural representation dictated by society on behavior that is expected for a given sex.
I am going to talk about the present day situation of gender violence in Spain. In the last 10 years, gender violence has been very present in the news. Last year, 2018, more cases of gender violence than previous years have appeared. I think it is worrying that more than 40 women in Spain have been killed by their partners so far this year. Most of the times, women are murdered by their partner or ex. Only 2% of gender violence cases refer to women killing men. Gender violence is very present in our day to day. We should try to lower the figures to zero. However, gender violence is not just killing. A lot of time it involves humiliating and destroying the person. For this reason, we want gender violence to disappear.
Although we had advanced a lot with this topic, too many people feel like they are living in the past. When we out at 9, we can go in the street and feel scared because we are scared. We know that not all men are sexy, but we always feel fear.
Gender violence is a psychological and physical act. At first, an aggressor tries to introduce in your head some things to finally make you feel bad about yourself. Then they start with the physical aggression, but you don't know what is happening until that moment when they try to kill you.
We are going to talk about some cases of violence in 2019. There have been 7 cases of murders just in January. I have adapted this information from Ibaske. The first woman's name was Rebecca Alexandra Cadete. She had a 5-year-old son who stayed with her family in the Dominican Republic 3 years ago when she decided to emigrate to try to get a better life. The mother was only 26 years old. She worked as a waitress and was stabbed to death by her current boyfriend, Tomás Maestre Ramírez, who was 29 years old. This was on the 3rd of January.
The second woman's name was Leonor Muñoz González. She was 47 years old and she was stabbed to death by her ex-partner, Federico Sáenz de Tejeda, a 50-year-old man. The event took place in front of her 16-year-old son. This was on the 12th of January.
The third woman's name was Romina Celeste Núñez. She was 25 years old and disappeared on January the 2nd. Her husband, Raúl Díaz Cachón, did not report to the police about the disappearance. On the 13th of January, he confessed that he found her dead. He said that he was frightened and threw her into the sea. Her body has not been found.
The fourth woman's name was Stephanie Petra. She was 59 years old woman who was found in the bed. Her husband, Udo von Salzen, who was 55, was hanging in the hallway. The first police hypothesis were that he could have suffocated the woman and then killed himself. This was on the 14th of January.
The fifth woman was 19.5 years old and died after being hospitalized for 3 days due to injuries caused by the blows that her husband has given her. He also lived in the same nursing home and they were the same age. This was on the 15th of January.
The sixth woman's name was Rebecca Santamaria Cáncer. She was 48 years old and was stabbed to death by her partner, José Javier Salvador Calvo. He was 50 years old and committed suicide after the murder. The man had already been convicted in the past for the 2003 murder of his wife. He had been on probation since 2017 and the murdered woman had been his lawyer at the time. This was on the 17th of January.
And the seventh woman's name was Rosa, and she was 69 years old. She was brutally beaten to death with the handle of an axe by her husband, Emilio, who is 68 years old. This was on the 26th.
After this brutal report on violence against women, we would like to express our condemnation of this brutal act. It is clear that something has to change. Women and men need to unite and support each other as our society tries to change for the better. We are students and we believe that a lot of things can be done in schools to support this change.
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right in, follow my lead.
Hello, this is Jessica, René, Samantha, Arantxa and Cristina. We are going to speak about bullying, but first we are going to introduce ourselves.
Hi, my name is Jessica. I'm going to be one of your hosts. I characterize myself as being a very creative person. I love music and poetry too. I don't like injustice or people who suffer unnecessarily because of the false superiority of the other people. We will deal
with these uses on this program. It will be the main topic of our discussion. Dancing
in the dark. My name is Cristina Herrera. I'm 24 years old. I have blue eyes and brown hair. I am a funny person. I like my job because I love to do makeup. I like watching football with my friends and going out. I love eating Italian food because I like pasta so much. I don't like animals because they scare me. I live in Leganés, but I don't enjoy living here because I prefer other cities.
Hi, my name is René. I'm from Brazil. I'm 20 years old. I have brown eyes and short dark hair. I like practicing sports. I hate to be angry and I don't like the people who believe they are superior. I found the love
to carry more than just. Hi, my name is Arantxa. I am tall and thin. My hair and my eyes are brown. I am friendly and kind. I like sports and hanging out with friends. I don't like to get up early in the morning.
Good morning, I am Samantha. I am friendly and kind. I like listening to pop music and my favorite color is blue. I don't like the cold.
We are going to talk about physical bullying, how physical bullying is detected, the consequences derived from aggression, such as stress, anxiety, depression, and suicide. Listening to our favorite song when I saw you in that dress, looking so beautiful. Now I'm going to speak about a personal experience. I was in second year of high school and I was only 13 when everything started. First, it was bad words, then noise, insults, and after that, hits. I was always a cheerful girl, a smile all day, but my smile was disappearing when I found note on my table and I had my notebook full of obscenities. The truth is that those insults and the things they say to me, they hurt me, but I always manage not to listen to them until the insults become physical damage. I had bruises on my knees. My shirt was always dirty because they threw food and drinks at me. I stopped eating because of this. I was depressed and I felt complete lonely. Not eating caused me to become anemic. Besides, I didn't talk anymore. I didn't laugh out, but one day a friend took me out of the well, and since then I am myself again.
I found a love for me.
Darling, just dive. Now, I'm going to speak about the topic of moving. Carlota can't allow herself to leave work, although she decides to disappear. He was asked to have sex with him and she refused. The rejection marks her life. He then prevented her professional development, partly lowering the qualification of the work that she had to carry up. Occupational harassment or moving is the action of the harasser or several harassers to produce fear, terror, contempt, or distressment in the world's effect to the work and the effect of illness. This occurs in the worker. This person or group of people receives injustified psychological violence through negative and hostile acts inside of society or work by external social groups. Their peers, their subordinates and their superiors, also called bossing from the boss. When this psychological violence occurs recurrently for a long time, over weeks, months and even years. Sometimes lucky accidents and even physical aggressions in the most serious cases. A situation of prolonged harassment over time in addition to illnesses or psychological problems are able to live in extreme situations with the suicide of the victim.
I am going to speak about bullying at school. Bullying at school is the psychological, verbal or physical abuse produced among the student. It's happened in the classroom but also in social networks. We must change some bad attitudes and expressions that prevent ending the harassment. For example, they are children's things and nothing happens. It's part of growth. Children don't harass. Bullying only happens with shy and introverted children. You don't have to pay attention to harassment. It ends disappear by itself. If there are no physical aggression, we can't talk about harassment. If it doesn't happen, many times it is not harassment. All this is false.
There are many types of bullying. One of them is in sports. I'm going to show you some examples from team sports. One example is to point out other team members for not being at the same level as the better players, or because the level of one player is higher than the level of the players. It is typical that bullies insult other players for their mistakes. Also, when some players make things difficult for new members instead of helping them integrate. Another situation where bullying takes place is when some players make fun of other players for being favored by the coach. Finally, groups of players sometimes mistreat some members because one of the leaders doesn't like them.
I found a love for me.
Cyberbullying is the use of the internet, instant messaging and social media to bully another person. Cyberbullying includes sending, posting, sharing negative, false or cruel content about another person. Most cyberbullies try to damage the reputation of the victim by manipulating people against him or her. They often follow the activities of their victims and try to act as an anonymous intimidator.
We hope you can find this information interesting and that it can help you and use to identify some dangerous behaviors and situations that might be occurring around. We think that school and sport team should include more appropriate measures, workshop and training in order to eliminate bullying and harassment amongst young people.
I whispered underneath my breath, but you heard it, darling, you look perfect. Well, I found a woman
shares my dreams. I hope that someday I'll share her home. I found a love to carry more than just my secrets, to carry love, to carry children of our own. We are still kids, but we're so
to talk about pollution on 5 different beaches, but first we are going to introduce ourselves.
Good morning, my name is Aitana and I am 16 years old. My favorite color is blue and I am shy. I like listening to music and getting information about contamination of the world. I don't like and go to school.
Hi, my name is Juanjo. I'm 18 years old. My age are brown and hair is black. I talk and think. My hobbies are playing volleyball and hang out with my friends. I don't like onions.
Hello, I am Isabel again. I am 18 years old. I am serious and quiet. I like playing basketball and going to the cinema. I don't like playing football.
Hello, my name is Daniel. I am quiet and lazy. I like sport and car racing. I don't like studying and basketball.
Hello, I am Kate. I am 17 years old. I am from Barcelona. I am kind. My favorite hobby is watching films and I love going to the cinema. I don't like studying.
And now let's speak about pollution on beaches. I am going to speak about Tirupati, which is beach in India. This beach is the most pollution beach in the world. It is very popular, but the majority of people say it's very disgusting. Some say the debris and fleet near the beach and the pollution water on its shore are enough to make a person very sick.
I'm going to speak about Camilo Beach in Hawaii, US. The beach is located on the southwest coast on island of Hawaii. It is now for accumulation of plastic marine debris from the Great Pacific Garbage Patch.
And now I am going to speak about Quora in Malta. It is one of the most polluted beach in Europe. Some days ago, one ship crashed against the rocks and produced an oil spill. The authorists had said the tanker had no cargo.
I am going to talk about Shandong Beach in China. In this beach, the algae covered an area the size of Connecticut, and officials have already removed 19,800 tons of algae from beaches. I have seen images of this catastrophe and they are shocking.
I am going to talk about stasis in England. The last bit we are going to talk about. It is located in the north of England. Environment Agency with the Yorkshire Water and local farmers are looking for the causes of pollution in this beach.
We spoke about this topic because we want to raise awareness of this enormous problem.
Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier, I want you to be happier. When the morning comes and we see what we've become, in the cold light of day we're aflame in the wind, not the fire.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Let's Educommunicate. Thanks for your listening.
We are a group of first year junior administrative assistance students. This has been our first time on radio, and we hope you have enjoyed this program.
I want to change my mind, 'cause this just...
You can listen to more of our program on the community radio station of Leganés, Eco Leganés, and on Radio Luis Vives.
No, that means
bye. Bye.